Out into the day. We will stumble, or we will surely fall. Running in circles after learning to crawl. Running in circles, attempting the hurdles we once knew to be walls. Holding our tongues now, awaiting a sign. Holding our breath as we hold on to dear life. We're crawling like children out from under the bed. Voices silent, still singing.
Staying after sun. tune in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
Just my name in gold leaf on the was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there, cause no one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go, but when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so invited by anyone to do anything. You for home kind of early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Guys, I told you it was smoky.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at smokybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Power, picking up steam, gotta do This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I can simple no is enough to satisfy. You see, it gets so lonely when you wait this long, losing count of the signals you send. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. I'm supposed to sell my soul. I don't know where to begin. Is anybody there? I'm asking for a friend. How do I write in polite agitation? Do all these dates have holes? I'm growing blind, seeking the light, the proof of life I'm looking for. Seven pieces.